Shirin gives a chinuch for Vav Nissan, where in Simon Kufta Zayin Tziv Hey, we're continuing to discuss the dinim of Hag'olah, purging and extracting taste, which is embedded in the walls of a kli, which is absorbed either through water or directly through the flame, and it absorbs taste of chametz or other iser. Halacha, hey. What happens if the kli she has by tlai, a metal kli that has on it a patch? Bitzad, and I'll try to point out the problem is specifically if it has a patch on the inside of the kli, there was a hole and you covered it. If there's place to suspect that under this patch, before they put the patch on, there may have been a mashu of chametz, existing chametz in there, a mashu. First, you have to glow, so to speak, that place in order to burn whatever is under it. Until you know for sure, if there has been under this patch an existence and substance of chametz, it would be burnt out, it wouldn't have any taste. And the Alter Rebbe describes what type of libun is that. The libun kal, which we discussed earlier, until you know that if you put it on the other side, straw or a string or like we said, paper, it would become brown, or the string and dust would shrivel. Once you do that on the patch, then you could do hagala skin, you could purge it in boiling, bubbling water. Agav, when you put it in the bubbling water, what happens is because the pot that you're being machsher, usually it cools off the water, you have to leave it in the water until it again starts bubbling for a few seconds. And another thing is, these kelim should be left 24 hours, so the tam that's in them should be nice and tam levga. If there's a patch, but not necessarily is there any chametz existing behind it. As for example, if you put the patch before you started using it, if you put the tlai, this patch, before you started using it in chametz, as is, you could dip it in bubbling hot water. The just as it has taken in the taste and absorbed the taste, that's how it's going to extract. That's how you extract. That's how it's going to let it out. At first, you used it for chametz, and then only after it got a hole, and then you put on a patch. It doesn't help anymore to do hagala lamakam shtach zatlai for whatever is under the tlai. Now, this has nothing to do if there's chametz there. The fact is that what's behind the tlai is absorbed chametz already, and the boiling water can take out the taste from what's behind the patch. It's as if there's a chatzitza. It can't take out, and it can't take what's behind it. And therefore, then you have to also use coals to have it, so to speak, a lighter type of glow, as a makamahu in that place. And the Alter Rebbe says, not a lighter one, but libun gamar kedina. You have to have libun gamar as the din is. However, if the way you welded the patch on, it was by melting of bdil, which is a ferris, which is a lead, a kesef, or silver, b'kadayma, in that case, you don't have to worry at all. Why? Whatever it may have absorbed then, chametz, this is not talking actually about a patch. This is talking about like a fill-in that you push it, pour it on it, weld it on top of it, another layer. In that case, that was so hot when you welded it that it burnt whatever existing chametz taste would have been there. Halacha vav. Now we're gonna discuss what happens with a crusher. They would crush specific spices, and being that you're crushing spices, what happens is it has charifus together with it. So halacha vav miducha, which is a crusher, a grinder, and b'makim shadarka laduch badvarim charifim, in a place or with a kli that you're using to crush sharp things, or the receptacle in which you're crushing it, im chametz biyachad. So you're crushing these varim charifim together with chametz. Tzarich libun kal. You need a lighter type of libun, as we mentioned. Even the Alter Rebbe says that dafke, if it's b'shel barzel, it's made out of iron, metal, or bdil, or like I said, the lead, or daiba, or eight. If it's made out of metal lead or wood, daiba gal, it's enough to do hagala. Elish b'shel eight, yesh lekal for lachlika koydem hagala. The Alter Rebbe says that if it's made out of wood, then you should shave off a layer before you do Hagala, and Hagala does the job. Now, how would you do Libun Kal according to Rishlam Gan? You fill it up with a hot burning coal, which gets it so hot, which the Kash gets it heated. If you put it from the outside, it gets shriveled, it gets burnt. If the only thing they crush in this crusher is pepper, that means it's not generally used together with chametz, and sagi bagol, it's enough to do hagala alone. The Alter Rebbe writes, toiv lahachmer came. It's good to be machmer azoy. Avlim dochu batavlim bepesach beloy hagala on the son of tafshel mutar lachal tafshel. If you didn't get around to doing it, and you did just hagala, and you crushed something on Pesach without doing hagala at all. Then afterwards put it in the tafshil, you're allowed to eat the tafshil, which means that the chametz is not what's charif and getting in, it's just the tavlin that you're crushing. Halacha zayin, kelim shechus b'gayim yayim saraf l'kiyum. If they put in caskets, in these barrels, they put in types of whiskey or mashke to keep for a long lasting over here, even though it's boileya bekar, it's boileya in cold. However, you have a different problem, because it's sharp and it goes deeper in, it sits for a long time, and therefore you also have to care for the reyach, to make sure there's no smell of the chametz. Zokter, ein tam v'reyach yayin sarif nitla da'idea gola, the taste and the smell of the mashka doesn't come out by simply doing purging it in hot water and regular hagala and mayim. Rakim bishol isom heite b'mayim im efer, unless you put in boiling water and you put in some sort of cleaning material, which is what they used to do with charcoal in those days. Even today, this shampoo is made out of charcoal, and that takes out the taste at all. Totally. Once the smell leaves it completely, after that you could deal with hagala. The Alter Rebbe, however, says, if you already just did hagala, you did it properly, so Pesach, you put in made out of honey, which is kosher Pesach, into this barrel, you're allowed to drink it and rely on the hagala alone without doing the process of taking out the smell and taste. In becholoif and ein margishim by reyach, providing you don't feel the smell. The kolmokam yad shniskar, right when you do remind yourself on Pesach that you didn't do it you didn't be menakit with Afer, you should pour it from this kli to a different kli, but it doesn't pass all the wine. Halacha ches, how practically do you do hagala on a major giant barrel, which you can't put it into a bigger barrel than that, you don't have that size of a bat. Zokter, yeah, hagal sachavis. How do you do hagal purging on a chavis? Yasa b'derech zu. You do it in the following way. You don't have to dip the whole thing into a different kli. Rather, you lap in Allah avanim. You take stones and you put them over the flame for so long they become glowing. They become red hot. And then b'yisimim bo. You put them into the barrel. V'yor aleim ma'im reitchemi kli rishon. And you pour on these glowing stones. You pour water from a kli rishon. V'yigalgal chavis. And then you roll the chavis. Now, being that inside there's these glowing stones, it keeps it as if this is a kli rishon, not as if it's kli sheni from a kli rishon. And when you roll it, the rolling helps kadesh tagia hagala lechol makom, to each and every place, and that does the job of hagala. This is after, again, like we said, if you used it, you cleaned it with afer. Now, v'chavi yishalano, our barrels, shenasuyis mikam adapim chubarim b'chashukim, our barrels are not one piece that they carved in, like the Russian cups that the babushkis, that it's one solid piece of wood. Our barrels, they're planks of wood that are connected together. They're connected together with a metal bar that yanks it together, but really they're separate pieces and pressed together. With these metal girdles, im amad b'hem achametz, if the chametz was there, kigan yain tzara, for example, whiskey, or you used it for flour, hagal does not help you because you can't clean out properly without opening up all the bars and separating all the planks from each other. Halacha test. Kol davar shetzarich hagala, anything that we said hagala, loy mahani leklifa. When we say it needs hagala because it absorbed taste, it absorbed throughout its entirety, and therefore don't think that being that a libun kal, or libun, one of the effects of libun is that it takes off a layer. So if I take off a layer, it replaced it. No, that does not work. Ela dafka hagala, you need dafka hagala, unless it was boileya through melicha. In that case, you could shave off a layer, but we're talking about boileya b'cham. Halacha yud. Any kli that you cannot clean properly, for example, kigoyin hanapa, which is a sieve, a sifter, the kisul rechaim, or the receptacle that receives everything that falls out of the grinder, or different baskets that they use for chametz, or megredes, or ribaizel, which is the grater. That they use a metal one. It has a whole bunch of little holes and little sharp knives. Or a very narrow entrance of a kli that you can't clean properly. You can't rub it well before you do that gala to make sure there's no substance of chametz. Or it has little pieces sticking out. It doesn't help. It doesn't help to do agal on it. You can't prepare it, and if there's substance, it doesn't help just to purge it. There's a mashu there. It wasn't cleaned properly. Halacha yud. Aleph. Hatevis. Now we're talking about boxes, let's say like a cooler that you keep over there or to keep the, to maintain the heat. You keep in there food the entire year, and the place can point out it's dafke if it has boiling hot water, boiling hot pots in there. Sometimes directly from the main pot pours into there from the clean rishon. It has it gets poured over there. In this case, tzrichim hechsher kal. They need a lighter hechsher, and it's not used bechamin. It's not like a pot because it not cooked in it. However, let me just point out something. Anytime a kli is used for two different usages, for example, a knife. If you use a knife, generally use it on the table. You don't usually use it directly in the pan. But sometimes it happens that you use it directly in the pan. So there's machlokes if you need to be machsher. We always try to machsher it on the highest level of which it could be. Or there's a different day that it's according to Roiv Tashmishai. Cholpin over here, being that generally it's not used, this big cooler is generally not used directly ala or. So we say you could do it through a hagola kala. Which is biara lein ma'im roichim included. The following hechsher kal. The highness of aron aleim roichim. You pour into it boiling water. V'davke mitoich kli sheyticha b'zamayim. It has to be from the kli itself, from a kli rishon, and it should be a direct flow. Lo yizrika zamayim. You shouldn't just sprinkle the water and it should detach from the kli rishon from which you were cooking in it. Rather, it's directly to keep the flow the whole time. Yishbacham aleim bekiluach. It's one strum. That's pouring the whole time. The Alter Rebbe says, if it's just that sometimes you put on it like a hot kugel, then it has the din like tables, which we're going to discuss in right now. And tables, they try to do it even higher. They do it libun with stones, even though a table generally is not berlea and directly ala ur. No, you can't. They don't roast things on a table. But afal pikein. And we do it libun with havanim, with glowing stones. Manechem al shulchan, put them on the table. V'shoivchen aleim roitchem, and you pour on these glowing stones. You pour hot water, mikli rishon, and that helps together. Malichin zavanim mimachal makim. You move the stones alongside. V'ivnchi amayim roitchem al pnei kula. That way, it's like hagala. The water reaches every place, and it's as if it's being cooked on it, like kli rishon. V'shoivchen l'shavshu, because you put a gush, which there's place to be choishes that it's considered like kli rishon. And maintains the clusions that way you're machshir with clusions. And after meis leis, then you do the regular kashering. Even after kashering these tables and these boxes to maintain the heat, even after you do the elder priest's mapa, unless you coat it with, like we do silver foil and other layers to separate a davar achir or something else. Now, it's good to point out when you're pouring, and when he says you have to be kiluach yasher, you should not rely even on using a ladle. You should pour directly from it. Halacha yud beis. Yedoisa kelim. What about the handles of the kelim? The handles, even though generally they're not inside the pot, they're not berlea chametz becham. They're just where you hold it and forget. This whole inyan is it shouldn't get too hot, so you should be able to hold it. So the Alter Rebbe says, lechatchila they need hechsher. But b'di'evit, if you were machshir the kli, the lo yichshir yad, if you're machshir the inside of the kli and the handles, and we're not talking about handles that are inside and touch and connect inside, so there may be food inside. They're connected from the outside. Otchavan b'pesach techa tashul, even if they went into the tashul by mistake on Pesach, harezem mutter, the tashul will still be mutter, because again, they're not really b'lei abacham. Aval sakin, however, a knife, shiroi v'pam magia tashmish hacham, it's gam b'yad, many times when you're cutting it, when you're cutting the kugel, many times it touches the handle also. So at that point, this also usher. It is usher if in the middle of Pesach it touched inside and you forgot to be machshir it, even if it was clean, but it touched inside, it's mavliya maflit into the kashal Pesach and it's usher. What should a person do if you want to kasher a pot, but you can't kasher it with the handle? The handle doesn't fit in. Zokter. You can put the whole thing with bubbling water that overflows. And the way you do it is you fill it up with boiling water till the brim, till it starts bubbling, and then you throw in a glowing coal so it overflows, so it does both sides of the walls of the pot. And then you pour boiling water on the handles, and it's mahani, that's enough. Now, halacha yud gimel. What happens with clay shtia, cold clay shtia, cups, cups and pitchers and bottles and also so oklei amidos, the kelim that you measure, the measuring cups, got tzrichim gam ken hagala, they also need hagala oy hachshara or hachshara. Now I'll explain what hachshara is. There's another way of kashering things that were balei bekar. For example, glass, according to the Chayi Adam, we don't kasher bechlal glass, but he says b'shasat chak, you rely on it, everybody knows, the Alter Rebbe came to Rav Magid, etc., you rely on shit, some chaber, that he doesn't need, etc., or he was mashered in a certain way. B'cholofen, if a person is pressed, you do it with schuches, but generally something that was b'leah bekar, you fill it up with water, 24 hours it sits with that water, then you pour that water out, you fill up another new water, and another 24 hours, you do it three times. That's called hachshara. So the Alter Rebbe says, these klei shtiyah, you could do hagala, or the Alter Rebbe says hachshara through mila ve'irui, if roiv tashmishin is betayim. We go based on the majority of its usage. If the majority is, it's used in cold, even bekvisha, even if it you pickle things inside, which goes deeper into the kli, the Alter Rebbe paskins that you could rely on hachshara, you could kasher through mila ve'irui. Now, klei zchuchis, the kelim from glass, noigim dinis elu, they're passing like their amad, loimana la hagala. We do not rely on doing hagala because they're very delicate and you're afraid it's going to break. And bechlal, you need hagala on them according to their amad. Bechain kli mateches, sheimutachim mebifneim, same deal. If we're talking about a metal or metal kelim, that behituch schuchis, they have inside, they're glazed mebifneim, they glazed inside with a glass type of layer like the pottery, like you see. You can't deal with that gala because, again, a person's going to be choshed. Specifically, the Alter Rebbe points out if this glaze is on the inside. If you do have the braid kite, then you'll do libun kal, that it's going to shrivel a straw on the other side, etc., a chut or a paper, like we said. You could process it like a meducha on libun kal. The Alter Rebbe doesn't bring this solution of relying on libun kal and his kitzur.